Bird dogs. What is a bird dog? A bird dog is a could be anybody that helps you find a deal. It could be a delivery person, a taxi driver. My hairdresser is a bird dog. She knows. She cuts my hair all the time, and you know, she probably cuts 10,000 people's hair a year, and you know, she talks to all those people, and you know, when somebody says they need to sell a house, she goes, "Oh, I know a guy that buys houses," and sometimes she refers them to me. Kids, underemployed adults, all of these people can be bird dogs. In other words, once you educate them that you're a house buyer and that you've got different ways of buying houses and helping people sell houses and people buy houses that are unloanable, you know, some of those people will refer people that need those services to you. And whenever somebody refers a buyer or a seller to you, you know, you should offer them a referral fee. You may not call it a referral fee. You just may call it a marketing fee. But essentially, this is $500 payable at closing to anyone that helps you find a property. You're going to put this offer, you know, verbally to people you know. You could put it on your business card. You could put it on your marketing collateral. You could put it in your Facebook page, whatever. Some investors even cultivate and train entire teams of bird dogs. I had some students that actually got together a team of, I don't know, 7 or 12 bird dogs, and they would take them to breakfast once a week, and they'd talk about real estate investing and how to find motivated sellers and motivated buyers and maps and all this other stuff. They'd do a little essentially impromptu training of their bird dogs, and then their bird dogs would go on driving their taxi cabs or doing whatever they did, and at the end of the next week, they'd get a bunch of referrals back from their bird dog. So it can be very lucrative, and you can actually cultivate a group of people to do this with you. Craigslist. Let's talk about Craigslist for a minute. Just like for sale by owner marketing, a lot of maps, short sales, and other owner financing options can be found in Craigslist. You know, in Craigslist, people list their homes for sale. And unfortunately, it's kind of a needle in a haystack. I mean, there's just thousands and thousands of deals that are posted there. And if you sort through them, occasionally you'll find a good deal. Although most of them are simply retail offers. You know, I've got a $150,000 house and you can have it. It can be yours for $150,000. And they think that, you know, somehow that one special house will be noticed amongst the thousands in Craigslist. So they're in there. It's also a great place to find buyers, by the way, and we'll cover that a little later when we talk about buyer marketing. You can also find bird dogs in Craigslist. Sometimes you can find a whole bunch of services in Craigslist, including people that will help you find houses. A neat trick in Craigslist, you actually have, there's some auto notification systems. So here's a neat little trick. There's some Craigslist auto notification systems, and what they do is they automatically search Craigslist for you. And they look for keywords in ads. So if you see somebody post a house, you know, for sale with owner financing, you can do a search for owner financing. And every time anybody posts any house for sale with owner financing, you can immediately get notified of that listing, look at that listing, and go ahead and take that listing, you know, and put it in your REI Matcher database. And if it matches with any of the buyers, you can then get the house under contract with owner financing and assign your contract to a buyer. You know, instant maps deal, and the deal finds itself for you with an auto notification system from Craigslist. It's a really nifty and neat tip to find deals very easily. And these are deals that are already available with owner financing. In other words, the owner's already agreed to do a maps deal for you. Okay, social media. Let's take a few minutes and talk about social media. You can use social media to build your lists. Buyers lists and buyer referrals, seller lists and seller referrals, even investor and partner lists. Social media is a wonderful tool for buying these lists. And I have to say, you know, we're talking about building your network, and there's an old saying, you know, your net worth is a function of your network. The bigger the network, the bigger the net worth. So this is a numbers game. If you haven't figured it out by now, you know, you're finding sellers, you're finding buyers, you're finding investors. You're having them build profiles of buyers and sellers and investors. You're putting them all in the database, and the more stuff you put in there, the more deals you're going to do and the more dollars you're going to make. So how do you get the maximum number of buyers and sellers and investors? One of the ways to do it is social media. And we all use social media, or most of us do. I use Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm kind of a super user on LinkedIn. I've got, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, or if not more, partners or links, I guess you could call in there. I'm newer to Facebook, but I'm growing that. And what you want to do is you want to basically put everybody you know into your Facebook and LinkedIn, and then you want to invite them to connect to you. So you're building a connection with as many people as possible. And then once somebody connects with you, you can look at their connections to see who else you know. And then you can invite their connections to connect with you, and so on. And I went through this little exercise about a year ago. And I think I put together a list of everybody I ever knew. I put together, co-workers, past co-workers, people I'd gone to church with, people I went to school with, people I went to high school with, college with, people I played in sports games with, poker buddies, old Christmas card lists, everybody I ever knew. And I scrounged and scrambled to find all these folks, and I came up with like 1,000 names. And then I started, going into to LinkedIn and putting them all in there, and I had a lot of old email addresses and things like that, and I started inviting them to connect with me, and then every time somebody connected, I went and see who their friends were, and it's like, oh, okay, well, they've been in touch with this guy, so he's got this guy's email address, and he's got this guy's contact information, and just through probably a six-week process, I was able to get connected to like 1,100 people. It was a lot of work. But I have to say, it was really a valuable exercise because I ended up making a lot of different connections and grew my network. So with social media, part two, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to communicate with your friends and associates, and you're going to want to solicit referrals and other business opportunities. And one way to do this is to consider what we call a tiered communication strategy, and I'll review that on the next slide. But in general, it's just a great way to invite everyone you know to do mortgage assignment with you. And by everybody you know, what I'm saying, mortgage assignment, if you haven't figured it out by now, this is the ultimate team sport. The more buyers and the more sellers and the more investors that do this, or that do this with you, or participate in some way passively or actively along with you, the more money everybody makes. So the greatest and best and easiest way to get all of these other people involved and to do this with you is to link up with them through Facebook, and you're going to find out REI Matcher as well has some tools for linking up with people and putting them together and just getting more people involved in this whole program. Okay, social media strategy. We talked about this kind of tiered communication strategy, and let me actually demonstrate this for you. Here's how you would put together a tiered communication campaign to everybody you know. Well, first you go through that exercise of identifying everybody you know and getting as many people down on a piece of paper as possible and try to get them into your Facebook and or LinkedIn. And what you're going to want to do when you're coming up with your list of all these people that you know is you're going to want to kind of put a little notation next to their name. Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. Tier 1s are, immediate friends, okay? These could be buyers, sellers, investors, partners. And these are people, they know you, you know them. They know exactly what business you're in. They know that you're a real estate investor and you have this mortgage assignment service and maybe other services as well. And certainly if they had a friend or an associate or a peer or anybody at all that needed to do business with you in that way, they would not hesitate but to refer those people to you, okay? And by the way, this same multi-tier communication strategy, this works in the insurance business, in the realtor business. No matter what business you're in, you can still use this same strategy. So you've got your tier one, your friends, and all you're doing is communicating differently with the different tiers. So then you got your tier two. Your tier two are your associates. And what are your associates? These are people, they know who you are, they may or may not know that you're a real estate investor and or that you have the ability to help people sell homes quickly through mortgage assignment and other strategies. If they knew somebody that needed your product or service and they were thinking about you at the time, they probably wouldn't hesitate but to refer that person to you or to use you themselves. But on the other hand, if they just weren't thinking about you at the moment, you know, they may not refer that business to you. Now, my wife is a realtor. You know, all of her tier one friends certainly always refer themselves and all their friends to her for realtor services when they need a realtor. She's also got tier two friends, and she was on a swim team, and one of the swimmers needed to buy a house and just didn't realize or remember that Shinoa was a realtor, and she hired somebody else as her realtor. That was an example of a tier two. A tier two, if Shinoa had been talking to her that day and said, "Oh, I'm a realtor, yada, yada, yada," you know, I'm sure Shinoa would have gotten the listing, but she didn't because the tier two wasn't thinking about Shinoa at the time that she was thinking she needed that listing service or, you know, whatever the service is as if you're a real estate investor. And then you have your tier threes, and tier threes are, we call them kind of acquaintances. These are people you don't know as well, and they're unlikely to refer business to you. They probably don't even know that you're a real estate investor. They probably don't even know what kind of services or products that you have. Now, if you communicated with them and told them what you do, then they might be willing to refer somebody to you if they were thinking about you at the time. So where are we going with all of this? Once you have all your contacts identified, and once you've identified them tier one, tier two, tier three, at this point it's easy. All you have to do is try to get your tier threes to become tier twos and your tier twos to become tier ones. And the way you do this is with your tier threes, all you have to do with a tier three is really educate them. Send them emails and correspondence and calls and things like that to tell them, "I am a real estate investor. These are some cool things I'm doing. I can help people. If you know anybody that needs this or whatever, you know, send them my way." With the tier twos, you're going to try to turn them into tier ones, and you're going to basically, again, communicate with them and just kind of stay in their mind share. You know, just sending frequent updates, telling them who you are and what you're doing, and just kind of, "Hi, I'm out here." Even things that aren't necessarily, you know, about your business, but just remind them that you know, you're their friend, you know, that turns a tier two into a tier one. And again, Facebook has the perfect tools to do that. You could have a tier two, you know, take a tier two to lunch once a week. I know an insurance agent friend of mine, and every, you know, week he takes one of his tier twos to lunch. And if you take a tier two to lunch, you know, they become instantly a tier one. And of course, tier ones is just, you know, they're going to be in your tier one unless they disown you as family members or whatever, they're going to remain in tier one. You know, this model works incredibly powerfully, and you can use this in any business. If a realtor can build a network of about 400 people, they're done. You know, all you got to do is find 400 people, put them in tier one, tier two, through tier three, do this marketing, and you are done as a realtor for life. Same thing works for investors, and the people who really are good, you know, multi-tier communicators, who really go after this and really put some effort into this. It is a little bit of a pain to set all this up and do it, but the people who really make some effort and do it, you know, those people can make a lot of money in this business. Okay, case study for social media. I actually went through this exercise where I connected to everybody I knew, and I painfully went through my connections, and I found other people that I knew, and I invited them to connect. And this took me a little while I bought a business card reader. I scanned, you know, I had stacks and stacks of business cards I had collected over the years. And I scanned them all in, got them into my contact list, used that to download into my LinkedIn, went through the whole LinkedIn exercise, started up Facebook, added everybody that had ever emailed me. So I went back through my Outlook and I looked at everybody I'd ever received an email from for the last 2 years. And I looked at those emails and I put them in LinkedIn, invited them to connect in me. And this whole exercise took a couple of months, and I ended up with a database of 7,000 people. Not bad, you know. And I started posting onto my LinkedIn page and my Facebook page that, hey, everybody, I'm a real estate investor. Some of you I haven't been in contact with for a while. If you need to sell a house or anything, just let me know. Some of the results is I actually bought a house sub two from a past coworker. That was kind of interesting. I found a whole bunch of retail buyers that I wholesale deals to. One of my favorite little secrets is I know people that just want to buy houses, and to them, you know, a 10% discount is a great deal. So I can find wholesalers in my real estate clubs that are trying to wholesale deals at 70% or maybe 80% of value, and I can basically wholesalers to my retail list, give my retail buyers a 10% discount. And they get a good deal, the wholesaler gets a good deal, I make money in between, we are all happy. I found a lot of deals from people that are old contacts of me. You know, I also tell them, hey, my wife's a realtor, and my wife's gotten a lot of realtor referrals, just picking up listings and things from people in my network. I also drive investors into my training programs. When I started training investors and on how to use all these different strategies, I put that on my website as well, and I've had many people, scores of people, come and go through my training programs just from keeping in touch with me through my Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm also starting a video blog to keep people abreast of kind of what I'm doing and that sort of thing. Obviously, that's a more pertinent to the fact that I've also got a training business in addition to my real estate investing business. But here's the bottom line. I've done the math. You know, I definitely personally make more than an additional $100,000 a year from my network. That's extra money that I'm making wholesaling to wholesalers, realtor referrals. You know, I don't know exactly what the number will be this year. It could be $200,000. It could be even more than that. And that's simply from working my network. So if you're wondering whether or not this is a good use of your time, my suggestion is this. It is.